Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories. Trip to Trollville. Ida had a fun day at school, and she's already drifting off to sleep as she walked to bed. Daddy didn't even have to hurry her. But wait, Ida hadn't brushed her teeth.
Ida, are those teeth of yours clean?
Not yet, Daddy.
Ida waddled sleepily to the bathroom. She brushed her teeth, took a sip of water, and put on her comfiest, coziest pajamas. A few minutes later, she waddled back into bed and pulled the covers over her head. She was so sleepy. And tonight, just like every other night, as Ida drifted off to sleep, something strange started to happen. Ida heard a small whisper. It's her troll friends. They always took adventures in the magical world. But Sunny didn't want to bother her. The troll friends were a little shy today.
Shh, Ida seems very tired today. Susie, Poppy, let's tiptoe quietly and whisper.
But little Poppy was too excited. She's half jumping, half tiptoeing.
Ida, Ida, it's us, your three favorite trolls. Let's go out on an adventure.
Ida heard the troll's voice, and she was not sleepy anymore. Ida was sitting up in bed in a split second again, because Ida loved a good adventure.
I'm here, wide awake. I'm not tired at all. Where are we going today?
You see? She's awake!
Poppy hopped from one foot to another. She was so excited today because...
It's my birthday today!
Oh, Poppy! Happy, happy birthday! Did you make a birthday wish?
Yes, I did! And the wish is going to become true because we're going to visit some troll friends today.
Oh, how exciting! What are their names?
It's a surprise.
Oh, I love surprises. Let's go!
And soon enough, with a swoosh, swoosh of wind and magic, the four friends arrived in a little village. Green and beautiful, there was a sprinkle of flowers on every bend. Ida saw a curious thing. Lots of oddly shaped gray rocks were just sitting in the grass. She reached out to touch one of them, and it was soft and warm and furry. She jumped back a little bit.
Don't be scared, Ida. It's just
more trolls than you've ever seen in one place.
But Ida noticed something strange. The furry rocks didn't seem to be moving at all.
Are all your friends rocks?
Not rocks, just sleeping. But they have been asleep for quite a while.
What's wrong? Have they had a long day, like me?
They must have had a really long day because they've been asleep for a month.
A whole month?
Ida was shocked, while Snoozy said,
I wish I could join them.
What happened? How can they sleep for a whole month?
A mischievous, naughty troll found a magic slumber wand in the mountains over there. He had lots of fun waving the slumber wand at everyone. And then everyone started to get very sleepy.
And they've been asleep ever since.
Ida looked at the sleeping furry trolls. And sure enough, She heard gentle, peaceful snores coming from each one.
Do they want to wake up? I wish I could help them.
Well, you can. That's why I brought you here.
Okay, I love to help other creatures. What can we do?
Or maybe we could all curl up and join them.
Snoozy, wake up! There's a special song that breaks the spell. If we all sing it together, the trolls will start to wake up.
It's quite easy, really.
I'd love to learn the special song. Will you teach me?
I'll teach you. Listen to me. Somewhere deep in the sand, my troll friends lie. Buried by a spell from the mountain wand. As the world whirls by, but softly our voices ring, carried by the wind through the quiet air. And slowly the poppy's sting melts away the drowsiness in every troll's lair.
Four friends sang the special song together. Their voices danced on the breeze, weaving through the wild flowers and grass. Ida heard a soft rumble, and slowly the gray rocks began to wake up. One popped out from a hole right in front of her and smiled shyly. Soon there was soft murmuring everywhere, and then it grew louder and louder. A few minutes later, a bunch of happy trolls were running around, giggling and teasing each other. One mischievous little troll ran out from the crowd.
Archie, where have you been? This is the naughty little troll that caused all of the sleepiness. He's the most mischievous of all the trolls.
Nice to meet you.
Archie shook Ida's hand with his little paw. He was very pleased to meet Ida.
Hello, Ida. I've heard a lot about you. Hey, Poppy, are you ready for a little birthday trick?
No tricks today. I think we've had enough mischief for one day.
But it's Poppy's birthday. Let's sing happy birthday. Come on, guys.
Each and every troll gathered around Poppy. They all joined hands and sang happy birthday beautifully, swaying to the music. Sunny whispered to Ida, "Time to go to bed, I think." Ida gave Poppy a long happy birthday hug, closed her eyes, and thought of her cozy warm bed. She felt the soft warm blankets wrapped around her. And the next thing she knew, Ida was back in bed. She closed her eyes and pictured herself surrounded by the warm, comforting light of the stars. Good night, troll friends. Good night, Ida. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.